Us is still one of my favorite soundtracks. With us this morning, the commander, the captain of Apollo 13, and also the man who flew four missions, Gemini 7, Gemini 12, Apollo 8, and famously Apollo 13. Good morning, Jim. How you doing?
Hi, Bob. Nice to hear from you.
Always good talking to you. When you lifted off in Apollo 13 51 years ago yesterday, the whole world wasn't exactly watching, were they?
No. It was, Apollo was getting kind of, it's sort of easy these days, and, not too many people were hearing about it.
Right. And you know what? I've watched the movie so many times, and I always think I know everything about the movie, Apollo 13. I knew you had a cameo at the end. You're greeting Tom Hanks on the ship. But just recently I learned that your wife is in the movie, too, isn't she?
That's right. On the liftoff, she's in the stands there watching our liftoff.
Do you still hear from family and friends every time they show that movie? Because it's on all the time.
Well, it's getting kind of, too normal now. So, they occasionally bring it up when the movie comes on TV or something like that.
You just celebrated, I think very recently, was it last month, your 93rd birthday? Do I have that right?
I knew you had to say that. Yes, I did. I'm 93 years old. I had to, subtract my birthday year from this year to make sure it was true.
Well, we need to know how you have managed to stay in such great shape physically and mentally. What is your exercise and diet regimen?
Well, I used to walk every day and do the regular things. Of course, getting older now, I feel age coming on, and I don't walk as much as I should. And a year ago, I fell accidentally and broke my hip. And that slowed me down quite considerably in these years.
I'll tell you what else could slow you down: if you eat too many of your son's grits at Jay Lovell's restaurant in Highwood. Man, they are good, but they are filling. But I've never had grits like that outside of the South. He knows how to do that.
Well, he came from the South. Don't forget that we lived down in the South for some time.
Right. You and I have talked over the years about the Apollo 8 mission. And how important that was. Do you feel like, because of what happened on Apollo 13 and the movie that they did, that we don't remember your very dangerous mission on Apollo 8, that it's overlooked? And I know you consider that the highlight of your career. Would you like more people to be aware of that mission?
I would. Apollo 8 actually was the first flight, of course, to the moon. It was also just on the Christmas holidays, and you couldn't ask for a better scenario to send people to the moon on Christmas Eve, whereby you could look back at the Earth and then, and remember just how we got there in the first place.
Right, and it was very dangerous because they moved the mission up, didn't they?
They did. There was some talk about the Russians going around the moon in the first time, but in any way, we wanted to make sure that we could accomplish that mission, and it was really one of the most successful flights of the program.
Was that the mission, or was it 13, where you held your thumb up and it covered the entire Earth?
No, it was Apollo 8, and I said that that the Earth was a vehicle in space itself, I don't know what you would call it, something like it would be an isolated spot in the middle of the desert.
What do you miss most about those days in the astronaut corps, Jim?
The camaraderie of the people, I think that was fine. What people don't know is that for some reason, I sort of grew up thinking that that was going to be my profession. As a small kid, I read Goddard's book from the way of reaching the altitude, using rockets. And then I read about Jules Verne, the flight to the moon and all those sort of things. So I was prepared to get in that program long before there was a program.
You didn't grow up too far from Chicago. Did you get to the Adler Planetarium ever?
Oh, as a matter of fact, as a boyhood, that was one of the places I went to. My aunt and uncle lived in Chicago, so I'd come down to Chicago from Milwaukee, and then I would go into town and into the planetarium and listen to all the lectures there. So when I finally moved up to Chicago after my space program days, the first place I went to was the Adler Planetarium, and I got to know them quite well and got to be involved with their program.
Well, when was the last time you visited one of your old command modules? And when we see those capsules in museums, what do you hope we take away from the experience? What do you want us to be thinking about when we look at those?
Well, of course, when you look at those, just think of what they went through. And fortunately, I live up here in Chicago, and my Gemini 7 is at the Adler Planetarium. My Apollo 8 is at the Museum of Father South, and then I have my Apollo 13 is just over in western Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen the capsule at the Museum of Science and Industry, and it's amazing to look at those things because, you know, we were told that they're small, but when you see them, you think, wait a minute, three people were in this thing? Close quarters, huh?
You had to like everybody.
Yeah, I guess so. Let's talk a little bit about what's happening these days with the space program. There's a story today about NASA delaying the Mars helicopter Ingenuity's first flight until April 14th. And we're hearing a lot about Mars, about a return to the moon. What do you think of NASA's plans for the future? By the way, this day in 1981 was the date of the first shuttle launch. So what do you think of where the space program is headed today and NASA's plans for the future?
Well, I think that NASA still has a posture in our programs. I mean, as far as working with the United States, and I think that we're still going forward with Mars and back to the moon and learn more about it. But the Mars program is going to be kind of slow because of the distance and the technology that's required to land and do things on Mars. But I think eventually man will land on Mars. Whether they'll stay there for any period of time I don't know.
Jim Lovell, always great catching up with the old commander, and our best to Marilyn and the family, and hope to see you when we're done with this pandemic, Jim.
Yeah, this thing is really slowing things down for us.
Yeah, we got to get going again. Stay healthy, and hope to see you soon.
Thanks, Bob. Take care.
Thank you, Jim. I'll tell you, whenever that movie comes on, and everybody in my house thinks I'm completely nuts because I've watched it like 25 times. But if I'm flipping around and Apollo 13 is on with Tom Hanks, I'm watching it. And I still love this soundtrack, too.